ヒーローズの前回までのあらすじ。
Plane ticket, painting, it all points to Montreal.
What is this place?
We were right about the company. The world is in danger. Adam, please tell me who I am, what the future holds.
We'll figure it out.
We're in New York.
Where is everyone? It's an evacuation order.
June 14th, 2008. This is next year.
This thing we can do, it only begins at reading minds, and then it becomes so much more.
My dad, they put a thought into anyone's head.
Now we know why Molly calls him the Nightmare Man.
That's Bob.
He runs the company.
Looks like he's next.
Are you sure you're going to be able to cure me?
In exchange, we're going to want a little something from you.
Hello, Dr. Suresh.
So you?
Your new partner.
Claire! Oh, my God!
Did you see her face?
Somebody could have seen us.
Relax. Just think of it as a lesson in humility.
What's on your neck?
Last thing I remember, this man stepping out of the bushes calling my name.
What are you talking about? What man?
The guy with the horn-rimmed glasses.
Wait, it's the warehouse near the train yard.
We'll find your paintings there.
I saw you, hero. And you, friend, betrayed me.
Hero, Whitebeard's Camp, Japan, 1671.
Can't stop time with your nose stuck in a dollop of opium.
Yaiko pleads, please let him go. Kensei replies, I'm sorry, my love, I can't do that. She asks, why are you doing this? And he says, Whitebeard offered me anything I wanted to capture Hero. I asked for half of the country, and for you, as my princess. Defiantly, she says, you will never have me. I love Hero.
You hear that, cop? She thinks she loves you. Poor, pitiful you.
You are supposed to be a hero.
After I lead Whitebeard's army to victory, I will be the greatest leader Japan has ever known.
Heady smoke wafts into Hiro's face as Kensei announces, I will change history, and leaves the tent. A series of paintings, Mr. Bennett lying on the ground having been shot, Nikki banging on a door, a file of liquid, Mahinda holding a smoking gun, and Peter looking through a window with the word biohazard written on it. Mr. Bennett takes pictures of the paintings. Odessa, Ukraine.
Hello?
Have they given you a gun?
What are you talking about?
A gun. Company issue.
Where have you been? I need to talk to you.
I found the paintings. The series that leads up to my death.
Where? How?
Ukraine. An old friend helped me find them. And I'm looking at one of you holding a company gun.
I don't have a gun.
These paintings are all random. I need you to help me make sense of them. I'm going to forward them to you right now.
Don't. That's what I've been trying to say. They've given me a partner.
That's just standard protocol.
It isn't. She's here to watch every move I make. They don't trust me.
My family is in danger.
So that makes me expendable? We were supposed to take the company down together, but you... I don't know what your agenda is anymore.
Dr. Suresh.
I have to go.
Bob needs to see us.
Mr. Bennett lights a match and drops it on the pile of paintings. They burst into flames, which are reflected in his horn-rimmed glasses.
I get it. You don't want a partner, but that's not my call.
So you admit it. You're a god dog. Where's everyone going?
I'm evacuating the facility.
Why?
I'll let them explain it to you. Officer Parkman, Mr. Petrelli.
Matt? I thought you were going to find your father.
I did. He attacked Angela Petrelli. My father killed Kaito Nakamura. He's killing them all. And now he's coming to kill Bob.
Caitlin and Peter are walking through deserted streets. New York City, 2008.
There's no one here, Peter. They've all gone. Evacuated by Homeland Security. Peter, what did you do?
Me, I didn't do anything.
Are you sure?
We were in Montreal. I pick up a note from some guy named Adam who says the world is in danger. Next thing I know, we're here.
When you're in the future, I mean, how's that even possible?
Men in protective suits.
Over there! Grab
it! Get on the ground! Get on the ground now!
They bundle them to the ground.
you have any symptoms?
Are you sick? Are you
sick? What the hell's going on?
Take them to decontamination. Now!
Heroes. Created by Tim Kring. Morning, and Claire is asleep in bed. She's woken by her phone buzzing, and she reaches over to the nightstand for it. She opens a message from West, which reads, "Good morning. Did you have breakfast yet?" She writes back, "Just woke up," and before it's even sent, she receives another which reads, "What are you having? Smells like waffles." Frowning, she gets out of bed. Chapter 7, Out of Time.
Mom, did you make waffles?
Nope, West did. I wanted to bring you breakfast. Hope you don't mind. Why would you mind?
Because he wasn't invited and some people think that's rude.
Nonsense. Your dad and I love meeting your friends.
Will Mr. Butler be joining us?
Sadly, no. His business trip was extended. Something I wasn't paying any attention to. Lyle, get your butt out of bed! He's adorable.
Why would you come here when I told you not to?
I had to show you something. Check it out.
He opens a newspaper.
We're infamous.
Trump cheerleaders suspend and claims that she saw a boy fly. What are we gonna do? People are gonna know it was us.
How? It's a blurb on the last page of the local flavor section. It's no big.
It's big. You can't just do whatever you want, whenever you want.
I just wanna be a part of your life.
Spotting a picture of her father, she kisses West, placing the framed photograph face down.
Okay. But just for waffles.
How do you know your father's coming to kill Bob? Isn't this all a bit reactionary?
No. Matt's right. Security just found his car ditched off the road. Maury could be here right now.
I'm taking you into protective custody. My first priority is to keep you safe.
You can't. You couldn't keep Angela Petrelli safe. She almost killed herself on your watch. No, we stop Maury here now.
You realize that makes you the bait?
We all have our roles to play.
That's what Linderman used to say. My mother, too. It's always these half-truths. No straight answers, constant manipulation.
I'm trying to help everyone here.
How, Bob? What the hell did you people do? Why is Maury coming here to kill you?
Now is not the time to recount the past, but to focus on the task at hand.
All right, fine, so we stay here. How do we stop my father?
Dr. Suresh, I need you and Nikki to inject Maury with the virus.
Virus? What virus?
The virus takes away abilities. It's also potentially lethal. You said we'd never use it again.
Circumstances have changed.
I will not knowingly spread this virus.
Maury is a killer. He knows your thoughts, your nightmares, and he could turn your world inside out. We take away his abilities, and then you can cure him with the antibodies in your blood. No one dies here today.
He's not exactly gonna volunteer for this shot.
I can be persuasive.
I appreciate the thought. But this one goes to you, Matt.
What? Me? All I can do is read minds.
No, no, no. You have the same abilities as Maury has. Anything the brain controls, you control.
No.
Senses, actions, thoughts.
No! No, I can't. I can't do any of that stuff.
Well, then you better learn fast, because you're the only one who could stop your father.
Matt takes this in. One of Whitebeard's guards checks inside the tent where Hiro, Yaiko, and her father are being held.
Here we go.
The swordsmith says, "I should never have forged those guns. Whitebeard will conquer Japan. It is all my fault." The guard moves away, and Yaiko says, "We are not finished yet. They always underestimate women. I am a swordsmith's daughter. Their folly." She hurriedly unpicks her shackles with a hairpin and rushes over to Hiro. She moves the smoking opium from under his face and says, "You must concentrate. You have to get us out of here." Drowsily, he replies, "Why is everything so purple?" And she slaps him hard across the face. Outside, their tent's guard is having food by the campfire. His superior barks, "Get back to your post. Whitebeard doesn't tolerate laziness." Yaiko whispers, "Please, please," to Hiro, who forces his face into a grimace. When the guard looks into the tent, all three of them have disappeared. Caitlin and Peter are being scrubbed in open showers by people in protective suits. Now Peter's in a large room sitting at a table beneath a sign with the phrase L to Q written on it.
Peter Petrelli, according to these files, you're a dead man.
What?
Got your death certificate right here.
The man takes a seat.
So, you're gonna have to explain to me, how does a dead man walk around New York City with no sign of infection?
Infection? I don't know what you're talking about. Where's Caitlin? I need to see her.
She's from Ireland. All foreigners are deported.
You can't do that! Who the hell are you people? What's going on here?
You really don't know? On March 20th, 2007, the first case was reported. After that, the Shanti virus spread across the globe. A pandemic. It's killed 93% of the world's population to date. The rest of us live in quarantine, praying to find a cure.
This can't be happening.
I wish it wasn't.
Peter looks through a window with the word biohazard written on it.
All these people died from the virus?
Yeah, it's been a tough week.
An enormous warehouse piled high with bodies wrapped in plastic.
I'm supposed to be out hunting down Maury, but I needed to see you.
I never should have asked you to use your ability to find my dad. You were just trying to make me happy. I know that feeling. When my dad left, I blamed myself. I thought that I was too slow, too fat, too stupid.
I thought that if I was better, if I was smarter, he would have stayed. And now they want me. They think that I can stop them, that I've got this power.
And I don't. I don't. I need you to hear. I need you to know that I love you.
There's a blip on her monitor readings.
Did you just hear me? Molly.
He speaks to her with his mind.
I love you, Molly.
With tears in his eyes, he gazes up at more blips on the screen. Nikki's with Mohinder.
What's left of the virus is in the lab. Each syringe contains only one dose, so use it wisely.
You don't trust Bob, do you?
Did he put you up to this?
Why put me up to this? I want to hear your side.
Bob is morally gray at best, and the virus, toying with the death sentence.
You have the cure. No one dies.
Just because he's a safety net doesn't make it ethical.
So you would make a different choice? Morally ungray? I killed a lot of people. Brutally ripped them in half. They could have given me the virus, but they didn't. They've made me right so that I can have a life. Go home to my son.
You're never gonna have a life. You're not cured. You're a killer. And before this day is over, you're gonna kill everyone.
Nikki?
Go on. Tell him what you're seeing. He'll think you've gone crazy again. And then you'll never see Micah.
Is everything all right?
She glances back.
Let's go.
As they walk off, Maury steps out of a room and watches them with a blank expression.
I know these other families, Linderman. Nakamura, Pratt, DeVoe, everyone who's been killed, but I don't know this one. Who is he? Who's Adam Monroe?
Adam is complicated.
So uncomplicated.
Adam convinced us that we belong together, that we can make the world a better place for our children, for you.
Snow falls on Miami. I don't get it.
That headline could have read, Tsunami wipes out Eastern Seaboard.
What does any of this have to do with the murders?
Adam is the one who's trying to kill us.
I thought Maury Parkman was...
Maury's the weapon. He's the blunt instrument. Adam was the visionary. But with these abilities, sometimes people tend to think of themselves as gods. Did you ever think that, Nathan? Adam did. And he began to talk about holocausts, plagues, punishing humanity in order to save the world.
Sounds a lot like Linderman.
Linderman was Adam's disciple. Adam was dangerous. So we locked him up. We threw away the key. 2 weeks ago, he escapes. And now he wants revenge.
Sounds like you're reaping what you sow. Why should I care?
Because of Peter.
Listen, pal. If you want to talk about my brother, you better be very careful what you say next.
Peter is alive, Nathan. Your brother is alive.
Nathan turns and throws Bob a quizzical frown. Peter's taken to Angela at the quarantine facility.
I'll leave you two alone.
She hugs him tightly, but he pushes her away.
Do I know you?
They brought me here to help you, Peter. You need to remember who you are.
I need to find Caitlin.
You need to focus. You can move objects with your mind, heal, you can paint the future.
What do you know about that?
You absorb abilities from other people. You are the most powerful of us all. You're a kind, caring soul, selfless, always thinking about others. But now you need to think about yourself, fly into the face of danger, just like your brother.
I have a brother.
He died in the first outbreak. But you, can change that.
How? I was in Montreal in 2007. Next thing I know, I'm here.
You met a man named Hiro Nakamura. He can travel in time. So can you. You can change history.
I can't.
You must!
I can't control these things that are happening to me!
Peter punches the table.
Then this virus will kill us all. Peter, you need to remember.
He has a flashback to a birthday party.
You need to remember.
He remembers Angela, then turns to her with a shell-shocked expression. Sobbing, she nods with a smile and places a hand on his face. They hug tightly. At the Bennetts, Claire and West are sitting on the sofa with their heads together listening to music through Claire's mobile phone. They have an ear of their headphones each and are gently kissing. They gaze at one another. Then Claire pushes his sweatshirt away from his neck to see the marks. She presses a button on the phone.
Do the marks hurt?
No. They're kind of just there. Painless souvenirs of my alien abduction from the guy with horn-rimmed glasses.
If you're going to be dropping in, there's something I need to tell you.
I get it.
Get what?
I'm moving too fast. We don't have to go any further if you don't want to.
You know what I want? Popsicles.
Popsicles. Awesome.
Raspberry or blue?
Mr. Bennett arrives home.
He found
duck it. We've got to get out of here. Come on.
No, wait, that's what I've been trying to tell you. The guy in the glasses is my father.
What is this? Some sort of trap?
No, just listen to me.
Back off.
Wait.
Claire?
Mr. Bennett comes out onto the patio to find Claire looking up into the sky.
Who are you talking to?
No one.
You've got two popsicles.
Welcome home.
She offers him one. In Japan, Hiro looks down on the camp from a nearby hillside. Yaiko comes to his side and says, "There's nothing you can do now. We lost. Whitebeard has won. We must go while we still can." Hiro turns to her and replies, "I can't. Whitebeard's army is preparing to march." Shocked, Yaiko says, "But how? Even with your ability, what can you do against an army?" And Hiro replies, "Destroy their guns. Without them, Whitebeard is nothing." She asks, "And what about Kensei? You cannot stop him, nothing can." Hiro says, "His heart is broken. Pain has made him cruel. But he is good inside." Yaiko asks, "You would risk your life for your faith in him?" Hiro replies with a nod. Then, "It won't be safe for you here. Meet me under the cherry blossoms. Wait for me." He faces the camp again, closes his eyes, and disappears. Mahinda takes a file from a fridge. Mori is nearby.
All this trouble over one drop of liquid.
This virus could kill an entire species.
Or it could stop Mori and save our lives.
Poor Nikki. So vulnerable. Show me your nightmares. Show me your soul.
Show me your soul.
How do I turn you into a killer?
Nothing's gonna save you. This company is bad. You're not making up for your sins. You're digging deeper into hell and worse. You're gonna drag Micah right down with you.
You're wrong. They said that they would help me.
Nikki, what are you talking about?
I was sick. I'm still sick.
How can you say that?
Because you're dead.
No, I'm not. They don't want me talking to you. They're using you, Nick. Just like Lindemann, just like Jessica. You can still do the right thing.
Bob shoots DL, who falls into Nikki's arms.
It's the only way you can save Mike.
Nikki, you're talking to yourself. I think it's Mori. We need to call Bob.
She punches Mahinda hard and he flies across the room. Taking the syringe of the deadly virus, she heads for the door. Mori smiles to himself. Night has fallen over the camp. Hiro uses his power to transport himself to the entrance of the armory tent. Inside, lamps flicker a golden glow over piles of wooden crates and barrels. He takes a lid from a barrel of gunpowder and empties it around the tent. A voice from behind him says, "I thought you'd come here." It's Kensei.
This many guns in Japan. They will crush history. I cannot let Whitebeard win. We can still stop this. Together.
Kensei removes his mask.
We did make a good team, you and I. You showed me how to be a hero. How to love. And then you took it all away.
Do it, Hiro. Stop time. Kill me. Cut off my head.
I will not do it. I still have faith in you.
They clash swords.
The honorable Hiro Nakamura. He won't kill you. It is lies. He will steal.
I wanted to help you become a hero.
I never claimed to be anything more than a hack.
Do not punish the world for my mistakes.
I only want to punish you, Hiro. Yaki was right. She's not destined to be my princess. She's destined to die.
No!
They expertly fight, but Hiro gains the upper hand, sending Kensei tumbling to the ground.
Take my hand. We must get out of here now.
Damn it!
As long as I have breath, anything you love, I will lay to waste. I swear. Oh my, Wakarushi Mudaro.
Hiro looks round at the flames that engulf the boxes behind him, then he shuts his eyes and appears a little way off as the tent explodes. Looking at some video surveillance.
Peter's alive, Nathan. This was taken 3 months ago right here.
Is he here now?
No, he's gone.
Gone where? What is it you're not telling me? I need to know everything.
He was in Cork, Ireland, and then we lost track of him.
Lost track of him? How do you lose someone? How do you lose someone?
Nikki arrives outside and begins to punch through the door. Bob and Nathan watch in fear as the wood on their side splinters inwards. Matt's at Molly's bedside, and hearing the noise, he rushes out only to find himself in a garishly decorated apartment.
Molly, what are you doing here? Where are we?
This is where he keeps me.
What?
When I tried to find your dad, he locked me in here. Now we're both trapped.
No. No, we're not. Dad!
Nikki smashes the door completely off its hinges, while Matt concentrates his mind on Maury.
Dad! Matt? Did you bring me here?
I think I did.
Stay back, Nathan.
I got it. Don't do it, Nick. This isn't you. Don't do it.
How can you defend him? He killed DL.
I didn't kill anyone. It's Maury. He's gotten inside of your head.
Listen to me. This is a nightmare. This isn't you, okay? Don't be his puppet. You're stronger than this.
You came here to get control of your life. Don't let Maury undo all of that.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Think of your son. Think of Micah. Think of your boy.
Nikki plunges the needle into her own arm.
I couldn't get the nightmare out. I didn't know what else to do. I had to stop myself.
Matt.
Don't be scared, Molly. We're gonna get out of here.
Do you recognize this room?
Yeah, of course. This is our old place on Parthenia. Brisket and potatoes. This is the night you left.
I never apologized.
You weren't sorry. You walked out that door. You never even turned back.
Oh, you think this didn't hurt me? This broke my heart. I love you, Matt.
Then turn yourself in.
That's not gonna happen. There's no prison that can hold me.
I think there is. I think I can trap you in here just like you trapped Molly.
How are you gonna do that?
Look around, pup. This isn't my nightmare. This is yours. I can walk right out that door.
No, you can't.
I have to.
You can't! Because you're not strong enough! Because you're still not scared of the little boy!
No! I'm not scared of you anymore! I'm a good man! I'm a good cop! I'm a good father, which is something you know nothing about. You don't know what it's like to fight for someone that you love. You left. You left. All you have are your nightmares.
Trying the door, Matt's surprised to find that it opens.
No, don't leave me.
Don't leave me alone! No! No!
Maury bangs against the door, then turns to look at the empty apartment. Matt wakes with a start at Molly's bedside and looks round to see his father lying face down on the floor. As Matt gets up and feels Maury's neck, Molly wakes up.
Matt?
Oh, God. Oh, the nightmare's over. He's never gonna hurt you again. Ever, I promise.
She pushes herself up, then throws her arms around him.
Oh, God, I love you.
I heard.
At the quarantine facility.
So what happens next? Where do all these people go?
Same place we are. Home.
Peter! Peter!
Caitlin!
Peter, wait! I'm so scared. Please don't let him take me away from here.
I'll get us home, I promise.
Please, Peter! Peter, no, take me!
I'll get us back! No! No! No!
Suddenly, Peter finds himself in the room through the door in the painting.
Caitlin!
He drops to his knees. In Japan, fires burn around the devastated camp. Kensei's mask lies charred and smouldering amid the debris. Hiro reaches down to retrieve it and gazes at the black face and helmet for a moment before transporting back to the cherry tree. Yaiko is waiting beneath the cherry blossom when Hiro appears behind her, carrying the mask and helmet. He says, "The army has scattered. Whitebeard is defeated." She replies, "You have saved us all." But he looks sad and says, "At what price? He was my friend. I betrayed him. I killed Takezo Kensei." She shakes her head with tears in her eyes and says, "Everything Kensei accomplished, you did all these things, not him. As sure as I live, you are Takezo Kensei." Hiro takes this in and smiles a little as she continues, "Perhaps now you can live happily with his princess." Hiro allows himself a brief moment of joy, then his face falls. "That's not how the story ends," he says. "It is the last trial, Kensei and the dragon. My father told it to me. The dragon who taught Kensei the way of the sword demanded his love in return." Yaiko asks, "What did Kensei do?" And Hiro replies, "He cut out his own heart to save her, to save Japan." She asks, "Is that what you must do now? Cut out your heart?" He hands her his sword and says, "I nearly destroyed time by staying when I should have left. I must go back." With her eyes full of tears and trembling, Yaiko says, "As long as I have a voice, all shall know the story of noble Takezo Kensei. The boy Hiro Nakamura will have tales to help him sleep." Hiro smiles and says, "And he will dream of the princess." He cups her face in his hand, then they kiss as the pink blossoms fall around them. He gazes at her and says, "Farewell." As he steps away, she's left distraught and shaking. In an instant, he has disappeared and she's left alone beneath the cherry trees. Nikki's hooked up to a transfusion bag.
"The antibodies in my blood will eradicate any traces of the virus in your system."
"Your nose. Does it hurt?"
"Only when I breathe."
"I'm sorry."
"It's not your fault. You weren't in control. This can't be right."
"What's wrong?"
"Antibodies aren't working. This isn't possible. Not now. It's another strain of the virus. It's immune. My blood's no longer a cure."
"I'm going to die."
Mohinder swallows hard as Nikki gazes up at him desperately. Ando is working at his computer. He turns to get a file, and when he looks back, Kensei's mask and helmet are on his desk. Hiro's behind him and says, "I had to get you a souvenir." Ando exclaims, "You're alive! You're a samurai! I was scared you'd never come back."
そんなに長くいなかった?
Hiro asks, has it been long? And Ando replies, months. I haven't seen you since we saved the world.
なんだ? 爆弾なし?
Hiro looks overjoyed and asks, then we did? No bomb? No boom? We saved the world. There is so much to catch up on. Where is my father? I want to tell you both everything. Sadly, Ando says, Hiro, your father, he's dead, murdered. Bob's reading a file in his office when Mohinder comes in.
The strain has no cure.
Are you certain of these results?
Mohinder nods.
We'll keep Mori sedated. We'll destroy every last vial. I promise.
What is this?
It's a chance to save Nikki. We got a police report. A girl walks away from a 50-foot fall without a scratch.
Cellular regeneration?
Her name is Claire Bennett. You remember her father, Noah? He worked for us.
Of course he's, not exactly gonna let us take his daughter, is he?
Bob puts a gun on the table.
You saying we should kill him?
I'm saying we should be prepared. This is Ivan Spector, our man in the Ukraine. He was Bennett's friend, his mentor. Bennett killed him.
When was this?
Last night.
Are you sure it was him?
He left fingerprints. Bennett is getting sloppy, emotional, and that means dangerous.
I have something I need to tell you. I have been working with Bennett to take down this company.
Why are you telling me this now?
Because I'm unsure of who's right. Is wrong. It is time to stop playing games.
There's a storm coming, Dr. Suresh. Claire is the key. Her regenerative abilities, they could cure the virus. She could save Nikki.
I want to do the right thing here. For Nikki.
Mohinder picks up the gun.
Everyone.
At home, Mr. Bennett has plugged a digital camera into his laptop when Sandra comes over and rubs his arms lovingly.
So did you meet him?
Meet who?
The boyfriend, West. He was here today.
Claire is a boyfriend.
I checked him out. He's fine. You cannot be the only man in her life forever.
No, I suppose not.
We knew this day would come.
He looks annoyed as she heads off and glances at his laptop screen to see the painting of his demise. Claire's looking at a text to West which reads, West, please answer me, when Mr. Bennett drops the newspaper down on her lap.
You want to tell me about this?
She sullenly puts it to one side.
It's nothing.
Nothing. Cheerleader claims she saw her teammate fall 50 feet to her death. That's nothing. I asked you to do one thing, Claire. I asked you to keep your nose clean.
Debbie was drunk. Nobody believes her.
Did your boyfriend make you do this?
Are you kidding me?
Answer me.
It's none of your business.
Your tiny rebellions are putting this family in danger.
Me? What about you, Dad? You think any of us really believe that you were out at a copy conference? Where were you, out abducting people?
What is going on down here?
What did Claire do this time?
Shut up, Lyle!
It's not safe here anymore. Pack your bags, we're moving.
You can't do that.
This is not a discussion. We're leaving.
Well, then you're going without me.
Sandra looks at her husband with shock as Claire storms up the stairs. In the dingy room in Montreal, Peter clenches his eyes shut for a moment, but nothing happens.
Oh,
He picks up the luggage tag with the message.
Adam, I don't know any Adam.
He shoots a ray of light across the room to another hand, which burns, then heals immediately.
Peterson, what the hell was that?
Do you know me?
Of course I know you. It's me, Adam. Don't you remember? You and I are going to change history.
Peter looks confused. To be continued.